tonight, second last shiur of the summer. Very halach l'maisa, I'm not even sure I'm going to mention the Gemara at all. We're going to discuss tonight the various breads, the halachas of hamotzi and halachas of mezonos. How does one define bread? What's considered bread? When do you say hamotzi? When do you say mezonos? And it's very, very technical, very difficult. And there are a number of different rules which seem to contradict each other also. There are contradictions within each of these svarim here, within the Mishabru, within the Rabbi Forrest Sefer, within Rabbi Bader Sefer. Very confusing how to define it. The basic underlying principle is as follows, though. When do you call it bread and when do you call it mezonos? The basic idea is as follows. If it's something that would be used for a meal, it should be hamotzi and birkas hamazon. If it's something used as a snack, so that's going to be mezonos and al hamikra. That's the basic underlying principle. Now, defining what's a meal, what's a snack, that becomes very complicated. And the Rishonim and the Achronim, the Poskim, all struggle to figure out how one defines these things. So there are basically four factors one has to take into account. One is the ingredients used in the breads. Obviously, it has to be one of the five grains to start things off, but then what other ingredients? Water and flour. What about oil? What about eggs? What about sugar? What about honey? Do those things affect it? That's the ingredients. How it's baked. Baking versus cooking versus deep frying is a very, very relevant factor. How it looks. Does it look like bread or does it look like something else? And the fourth factor is how it's being eaten. Is it being eaten as a snack or as a meal? Those are the four factors. I know throughout we're going to go through each of those a little bit now. So in terms of bread, there are three basic categories of bread. There's something that's real bread, which there's no question about at all, like challah. Say very simply, flour and water and yeast, which is baked in an oven. That, according to everybody, that's for sure bread, requires hamotzi and benching. There's another category which is not bread at all. By all means, it's not bread. Something like pasta, noodles. Those things are for sure mezonos, no question. And then there's this middle category called pasta baba kisson. Pasta baba kisson, which we'll see what exactly that is, it's a middle category whereby you eat it as a snack, you say mezonos. But if you eat it as a meal, you're koveya suda on it, then you say hamotzi. So defining these is going to be very, very difficult. So let's go through first what exactly is considered for sure bread. For sure bread, we said flour and water, which is baked in an oven, such as, let's say, bread, we buy, you know, sliced bread or challah. Those are for sure hamotzi. Bagels. Also, the way bagels, anyone know how bagels are made? No clue? So the bagels are boiled first and then baked, apparently. So the Shulchan Aruch, this is in Siman Kuf Samech Ches, if you doubt, explicitly addresses something which is like bagels, where it talks about you take dough, you first boil it, after which you place it in an oven. That, writes the Shulchan Aruch, is pas gamor mevarech alav hamotzi. There's no question about it. That's for sure hamotzi. That's the case of bagels. We know that's true, but it's nice to see in the Shulchan Aruch, as I told you guys a number of times, after learning these halachos, go through the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Samech Zayin, through Reish Yudal or so, all the halachas, and you could skip some of the benching sugyas for now. And it's nice when you see the actual Shulchan Aruch talk about the bagels. So the bagels is there, in explicit in the Shulchan Aruch. Now let's talk about what is the definition of pas hababa kisson. So the Gemara talks about pas hababa kisson again. If you're koveh suda on these pas hababa kisson, you say amotzi and benching. If you just have it as a snack, you do not say motzi, rather you say mezonos al hamikra. So there's a three-way machlokas how to define pas hababa kisson. Anyone know the three shittas? Oh, very good. That's one approach. So let's start with that one. Okay. Chaf, yud, samich, nun, yud, nun. Okay. So kaf really fun. So Rashi writes as follows: the definition of pas hababa kisson is when you knead the dough for the bread with things other than bread, other than flour and water, such as honey or spices or nuts. You mix it in the kneading of the dough, and that thereby making it, Rashi says, you make it into a snack where people only eat a little bit of it because the sweets. He doesn't seem to say it's because the sweets are there, but he says once there are sweets there, people generally just eat it as a snack. So the real rule is it's a snack. The example Rashi is giving is when you mix along with it honey, sweet spices, whatever else it might be, that makes it into a snack. The Rambam says the same thing as well. That's all about kneading it together. Now, how much spices, honey, nuts is going to be relevant enough to change it from bread to pasta baba kissin? So here's a, yeah.
Is that because it tastes better? So like, since it tastes better, people are just going to have bread snacks?
Probably. Probably. Rule of thumb, I saw one of this farm here, may have been by four says as follows. If it comes to a point where you would no longer eat this with a piece of meat or a fish, which is considered a main part of a meal, then it's no longer considered bread. But a regular piece of challah, it's feasible that a person would put a little fish on it or a little meat on it, eat it together, as opposed to you wouldn't take a cake and put meat on cake. That's gross. So that's like a nice rule of thumb to keep in mind. So how much... what's the ratio of spices, honey, that's going to affect this bread to change it from bread to now what's pasta baba kissin? So this is a machlokes achronim. The Shulchan Aruch and Rama argue how much of the sweetening has to be there. So the Beis Yosef says as follows, that even a little bit of sweetening, even a little bit of honey, whereby you could taste it, even though it's not a majority, even though it's not a main ingredient, if it's there enough that you could taste it, then that's enough to call it pasta baba kissin. Comes along the Ramah, this is in Kuf Samaches Sif Vav, I believe. Sif Zayin. The Ramah argues, the Ramah says, no, that's considered pas gummer, what the Beis Yosef refers to as putting a little bit of sweetening that you could taste. It's not until you have yesh bahem harbe tavlin, o devash, kimini mesika. It's not until you have a lot of flavoring, a lot of honey, a lot of spices, at which point the honey becomes ikker, becomes a majority, not much sure majority, but a primary ingredient in the bread, and then it brings it down a rung to only pass about the kissin. That's a huge machlokes between the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch. So these things we just discussed are basically what we're calling cakes. Right? Normally dough, you make for challah, you have flour, water, yeast, eggs, a little bit of sugar, but that's basically bread. Once you start mixing in a lot of sugar, and what else they put, like vanilla extract, and I don't know, cocoa if you're making something chocolate, and different ingredients making it to something really sweet, that's what a cake is. So a chocolate cake, a brownie, a croissant, all those things, a soft pretzel which is made with fruit juice oftentimes, those things have a sweet dough. That's a cake. Any cake is pas baba kissin, which means if you have cake as a snack, you say mazonos. If you kovea suda, which we'll get to at the end, what's considered kovea suda, but let's say, for example, you sit down for breakfast and you have a lot of cake, you actually have to say hamotzi, wash your hands, say hamotzi, and bench afterwards if you have enough of this year. So that's the first definition, cakes. The second definition is found in Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba, and they say the definition of pas baba kissin is a pie, where you have bread filled with something in the middle, something like fruits, nuts, or spices. That's a pie, a blueberry pie, an apple pie, a cherry pie, any type of pie. That's the definition of pasta baba kissin, because people don't have meals. You don't yakovea suda, you don't have a meal on a pie. You eat it as a snack, as a dessert. This is the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba.
Can that be like donuts also?
Oh, no, donuts is a different category. Remind me to get back to it. That's a completely different discussion. Because donuts don't have any... there's nothing... you're not filling the donut on top. Interesting, a jelly donut. Okay, so let's get to even donuts in general. There's a discussion. Okay, no, that's a good point. So now the Ramah points... the Mishnah Berurah, rather, points out, even if the pie crust, you're using real bread. Let's say you take a real dough that you normally make challah with, and you use that dough as the pie and fill that in, that's still going to be brought down to pas baba kissin. We're not so much concerned about what the dough is made of. We're more concerned with its opinion of the filling. So this is the opinion of the Rashba. A pie constitutes a pas baba kissin. Now, how much of the filling is necessary to make it pas baba kissin? Let's say you put a little bit of filling in. Is that going to make it now pas baba kissin? Or you have to have a significant amount? So Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Just like we spoke about the sweetening dough, the kneading of the first pin, the cake, has to have a very strong flavor, according to the Ramah. Has to be almost ikker, a very primary ingredient. The same holds true for the pie filling. The filling has to be a very primary ingredient for it to constitute a pas babakism. If it's very minimal, then it would not be a pas babakism. It comes out interestingly, the Be'er Halacha says the hamantashens that we have on Purim, which has tefillin in it, he writes, you should say hamotzi on it. Now, the Rabbi Forrest points out, the hamantashens the Be'er Halacha was referring to must have been a case where the tefillin was not a primary ingredient. Nowadays, our hamantashens are filled with sweetening and then with a ton of filling, where it is very, very essential part of it. So that would for sure be mazonos. I would also question the actual dough. Actually, no, still, fine. That's the reasoning, because the Be'er Halacha had hamantashens with very little filling, but the Rabbi Forrest thinks our hamantashens have a very strong amount of filling, heavy amount of filling, which would make it into a mazonos, a pas babakistan. If you had a lot of those types of hamantashens, you should say a motzi also. Now, another example of something like this, that's a bread filled with something else, is raisin challah, which is something, of course, used on Rosh Hashanah and perhaps other Yom Tovim, the raisin challah. So here, too, they write, this is the Prima Gadim writes, raisin challahs would not be considered pas babakistan. It would be considered a bona fide piece of bread, because the raisins are so insignificant. You may taste some of the raisins, but they're not significant enough to make it a pas babakistan. As opposed to apple pie, where there's a lot of the apple, there's a lot of the blueberry in the pie, that would make it pas babakistan. Raisin challah has very little raisins in it, and therefore it would still be considered real bread. If you were to put a lot of raisins in, so then Rabbi Forrest says, how much raisins is going to make it into pas babakistan? So he says, use that rule of thumb. Would you eat this raisin challah with a piece of meat or fish? Or no, it's too cakey to be eaten with a part of the meal.
What does it make a difference if there's a lot of raisins or not? You're going to have to make a mozi on it because you're having it for the suda.
You say, lemaisa, you're being kovei suda on it either way. Okay, so let's say you're just picking away at it. It happens to be leftovers.
You want to have a snack like later on in the day?
Yeah. You're right, lemaisa, even if it was possible to kiss him, you would probably have to say mochi anyways, because you're using it to be kovei sudan. Yeah. Now, the Taz writes that even after you remove the filling, the pie crust, which remains, even without the filling now, still says a mazonos. Because the Taz says the defining moment is when it's baked. When you bake this apple pie, it was baked for the intention of being an apple pie as a snack, as a dessert. And therefore, a mizonos is required. Even afterwards, let's say for some reason you removed all the pie, the apple, or you just want to peel off some of the crust to eat it, it still retains the bracha of a mizonos. And there's also this very good dessert in one of the famous cookbooks all the wives use. It's a babka. You basically take challah dough, and you put a lot of chocolate within it, and you make, your mom makes it, right? So it's a babka, delicious babka, but use real challah dough. So this would be another example. It's clearly made with a very strong flavor of chocolate. It's served as dessert. So this is another example where it's pas babakistan. You don't have to wash on it, unless you're kovei suda on it. And of course, you're having it during the meal, then there's never a question anyways.
Wait, so according to the Taz, if you made a mochi on that raisin bread, whatever, like if it was possible kissing, so can later, if you wanted to have it as mizonos, could you now make a different bracha on it? Like, can the same piece have two different brachas? Even like,
say it one more time, that if you
like you originally make it for the, just like as, when you bake it originally,
yeah,
you want to have it for the meal,
okay,
right? So you make a mozi on it, mm-hmm. And then all the, like the leftovers, you still make a mizonos later, like it changes the bracha.
No, once it's a mozi, it's always a mozi. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out, if you were to pick out the fruit, let's say you take the fruit out of the apple pie. We spoke about taking the crust from the apple pie, but let's say you have the fruit from the apple pie. You would say the appropriate bracha, you would say ha'etz on the fruit on the inside. Okay. Now, again, all these halachas, I don't expect you to leave this room knowing all the halachas of pas babakistan just like this. This is to get you familiar. Hopefully some of the things you'll remember. I'm not going to remember all this stuff, but it's enough to be able to approach the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah for your own learning. You have to learn it over and over again because there's so many different details and things get so confusing, because I told you the rules are not so clear. So this comes now, this filling, this pie discussion, gets into another discussion. We spoke of the things listed in the Shulchan Aruch was, let's say you put apple, any fruits or spices or nuts in the filling. Let's say you use cheese or meat or fish, a meat pie, let's say. Or I think they make these fish, croissants or I don't know, something with bread on the outside. So, or pizza, cheese. That's cheese filling on the bread. What's the lach? Is this the same category as Pasuk B'Kisnin or not? So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, at the end of Simon Kuf Samaches, he says, this is the Sif Yud Zayim, Pashtida, which is something that's baked in the oven, he says, with basar, o dagim, o gvina. So you have meat pie, you have pizza, the halacha is, mivarech alav hamotzi ubirkas mazon. That's the rule. On pizza you say hamotzi and benching. Now the Magen Avraham says, what's the difference between why is this filling motzi as opposed to the apple filling only mazonos, it's only possible of a kissin? He says, I'll tell you why. Because bread essentially is to eat as the meal. Meat, cheese, and fish are all also part of the meal. So they work together. The bread and the fish, the bread and the meat, the bread and the cheese all come for the meal. So they're not mevat to each other. It still retains its bread status. As opposed to fruit, fruit is something you eat as a snack, as a dessert. You mix the fruit with the bread, it taints the bread. It brings the bread down to only a pasbah bakistan. That's the difference. Depending what's the filling. If it's a filling that is a part of the meal, so the bread retains its haloshem lechem. It's still bread. But if it's a fruit, so the fruit brings down the bread to a lower status of only mazonos, only a pasbah bakistan. That's the opinion of the Magen Avraham. But the Taz says it can't be true. He said, I don't like this distinction. How do you distinguish between meat and cheese filling versus fruit filling? You're filling the bread. So he rereads the Shulchan Aruch in a very odd way, which I really didn't really understand what he was saying. But he says there's no difference. Just like fruit filling is going to be a mazonos and pasbah bakistan, so too meat pie, so too pizza, so too fish pie, whatever that is. That too is only going to be pasbah bakistan, and the same halachas apply. So it comes out, there's a huge machlokas. What's the status of meat pie? What's the status of pizza? Is it going to be real bona fide bread, or is it going to be pas habavakisin? So how do we paskin now? So Rabbi Yashiv is quoted as saying, since we do not know whether it's bread or pas habavakisin, one's advised to either eat it during the course of a bread meal, we're having challah, and then you could have it afterwards, eat pizza afterwards, eat meat pie afterwards, or have enough to be koveh asud on it. Whatever that shear, whatever the threshold of koveh asud is, have a lot of it to make sure you have to motzi and bench on it, just to get out of the machlokas.
What do you say is the bracha of atala if you don't have the shear? Or like pizza, you have one slice and you make mizonos?
So they discuss it, whether you say the wrong bracha is, the mizonos on a motzi or a motzi mizonos. So if you say a mizonos instead of a motzi, you're for sure okay. But sometimes you say a motzi instead of mizonos, it gets complicated. Mazonos is safer than motzi, because mazonos is lower down in the order, and mazonos covers more things. Motzi is very limited. It doesn't cover mazonos, but a mazonos does cover a motzi.
What do you mean, I'm saying it's complicated? Like, what I'm saying?
What, this whole sugya?
I'm saying complicated. Like,
for me it is, maybe not for you.
No, I know, I'm saying what I'm saying, what do you... what are the options what happens if you say motzi and it's supposed to be mazonos?
Oh, so I forget, there are different rules depending on the particular case. Oh, that's what you mean, the particular case.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get to it. I'm not sure we'll get to it. Maybe tomorrow we'll get to it towards the end they talk about. So again, Rav Yashiv advised any of these cases, meat pie, pizza, one should only have it during the course of a meal or have enough to be koveh suda. The Mishnah Berurah, however, seems to favor the Magen Avraham. He only quotes the Magen Avraham, does not quote the Taz. Again, the Magen Avraham says there's a difference. Fruit pies, apple pies, those are pasuk b'kisim. Meat pie and pizzas are real bread, and you should say a motzi and benching. That's how the Mishnah Berurah seems to favor. Yeah.
Would one slice be enough, though?
So that gets into the discussion of koveh suda, where we have to. But so according to the Magen Avraham, for sure, he says pizza is real bread. Meat pie is real bread, according to Rav Yashiv, and the Taz. Well, according to Taz, it's definitely not. You have to figure out what's the sheer koveh suda. Rav Yashiv isn't sure, and should always have pizza during the course of the meal and meat pie during the course of the meal. Now, Mishnah Berurah does point out, though, even though he seems to favor the Magen Avraham that meat pie and pizza, you should say hamotzi, if the item was made clearly for a snack purpose. So then you should say mezonos only on those things. So something like a potato knish, which is something that is filling with potato inside. It's not a fruit. It's a vegetable. Vegetables in this category, according to some. Vegetables are something that potatoes used for a meal. So a potato knish is used for a snack generally. So that you would not have to wash and bench on. Or let's say the franks and those hors d'oeuvres, those little franks and those. So right, four says that that too is served as a snack. Even though it's bread with meat inside, it's clearly served as a snack. Now for some reason, Rabbi Bodner say for here, he thinks these hors d'oeuvres is you have to say a motzi because it's real bread that's being used on the outside and there's meat inside. But I think the Rabbi Forrest is much clearer. If it's clearly made for the purpose of snack, this goes back to there are going to be certain exceptions. Even though the rule is that any meat pie is going to be hamotzi, the real underlying point is it a snack or is it a meal? If the item's made for a snack, as the hors d'oeuvres are, so then it's only going to be mezonos. A meat pie, which is used as a meal, that's going to be hamotzi. So that's where it gets a little complicated. Wraps are going to be for sure hamotzi, I believe. Yeah, if you have tuna fish in it, let's say. Yeah.
It's not like a spice inside.
No, tuna fish. Fish is one of the examples here. It's a good point, I guess. Maybe the Thai. Maybe you're right. According to the Mishabura, so for sure hamotzi.
There's a difference, right?
That's a good point, actually. I don't know if I saw anybody discuss wraps. But wraps might be different, actually, because wraps. They weren't baked together.
Right.
So that would be different wraps. After the wrap has been made, so then it was, you put the tuna fish or something else in afterwards. There might be another reason to think wraps may not be a hamotzi. And we'll get to that shortly, but I'm going to look up really quickly. You don't even mention wraps. Wraps is maybe a new phenomenon here that, I don't know. I mean, I guess everyone got into these like salad cravings, and wraps came along with something being healthy.
Yeah, some people make like pizza wraps.
What's a pizza wrap?
It's like sauce and cheese, but then that's baking it together.
And they bake it together, right?
Like that.
I mean, to my understanding, wraps should be hamotzi. I think that's the general minhag. Use it as a meal. So even if it's pas baba kissin, you're gonna still be koveh sud on it. Let's say you get the burrito, right? The burrito, Carlson Gabby's. Haven't been there before? So the burrito, which is made from flour and water, and even if you want to say it's pas baba kissin, so that's the whole, like the taz, the meat filling is going to still be pas baba kissin, you're still koveh sud on it, and it's going to probably have the shear enough to wash on it.
Sometimes you have like a shmorgasbord board and don't have like any wraps or something
right.
Like that. Or like even Carlson Gabbis has a platter right. They give out like
right.
Simple.
How's a wrap different from a sandwich? Of like any kind.
Right. So that's what I was thinking also. I think the pies are only when they're baked together. But here when the wrap, and it's a great point, and the sandwich where they're separate, you just put it together.
Burger and a bun.
Right, exactly. It becomes ikker v'tafel really, and the bread becomes the ikker. You say the bracha on the bread and not on the whole pie. And it covers the whole pie. So I think we're right here that it's probably not this case of a pie filling. But there might be another reason why a wrap is different than bread. Because we've seen a little bit that something that is baked such a thin size, like the size of paper almost, that is considered a mezonos, even if it's really thin. So we'll get to that in a moment. So, but for some reason they're not discussing a wrap after, but I think the minhag is to say a motzi, of course.
Sorry?
So that's the next category. So two categories we just discussed. The first one was cakes, is pas baba kissin. Second category was pies. Everyone agrees by fruit pies, honey pies, spice pies, whatever that is. That's one listed. Nut pies. What do they kind of have? What kind of pies? Pecan pies, right? The pecan pies. So those are all the second category of pas baba kissin. And the third category is now what the Beis Yosef quotes from the Haigon, crackers. Crack. Yeah.
Let's go back for one second.
Sure.
According to Rav Yashiv, if you were at, like, you might have seen in a bunch of pizza stores, for example, they have next to the washing station, like, little cut-up bits of bread.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wash and make mozi on that, and then all you eat after that is one slice of pizza, would that be enough to say, is that little piece of bread enough to say that you included the pizza as part of your meal.
Right. That's a great question. I remember a while ago, I saw the halacha. I'm trying to remember where this is. When it comes to when you have a piece of bread, everything else is covered within that meal. If you have a piece of bread only to cover the bracha, then that won't cover the bracha. Only if you have the bread because you want the bread, then you can eat the bread. But oftentimes you see the bread by the station, just like a little piece put in your mouth just to be yotze. So I remember the Mishnah Berurah saying, I didn't look into it enough, but I'm pretty sure he said that does not work in that case.
What's good bread?
If you want it, then yes, if you're honest with yourself. But most time the bread there is very stale and flies floating around. What?
They give like giant pieces now.
Where?
Like a whole bagel.
Depends where you are. If it's a whole bagel, it's probably yesterday's bagel.
They give you cut up bagels instead of like a piece of bread.
So the next category, and the third category possible with kissing, is crackers. Things that are crunchy, things that are generally used as a snack. Examples are hard pretzels, biscuits, crackers, breadsticks, bagel chips. Right. Yeah, bagel chips, pita chips. Now, the bagel chips and pita chips are only mizonos, are only paspa bakistan if they've been manufactured that way. If you took your old pita, your old bagel, made your own crust to toast them, that won't change the status of it. It has to be made in that way. Remember, the shas afia is the defining moment.
Don't they usually use the leftovers to make the bagel chips?
If they're in the stores, yes. If they're manufactured, no. Manufactured
so stores like that, you still make.
You sell motzi on those, yes.
So you have to ask them.
Yeah, generally it's assumed that the bagel chips in the stores are from their own leftover bagels. You could inquire if you want. If they're the ones that you have the bag, you still make those bagel chips in the bags? Yeah? So those would be mizonos. Melba toast, also. They're made to be that as a cracker. That's how it's made. Now, bread that you toast is not that way. If you take bread and toast it, just like if you take bagel chips, pita chips, make it on your own, it was originally made as bread. The toasting won't bring it down to the status of paspa bakistan. It has to be baked in the initial contention of making it into this toast, these cracker, these crunchy types of foods. Now, this begs the question of matzahs, you mentioned before, right? Matzah is obviously something very crunchy, and that should be mizonos. In fact, the Sfardim say mizonos on matzah all year long, except for on Pesach, where it's used as the main part of the meal. Only on Pesach do they say hamotzi. The rest of the year they say mizonos. Ashkenazim, on the other hand, we say hamotzi all the time, all year long, hamotzi on matzah, unless it was matzah crackers. Matzah crackers are made specifically for snacks. But the larger matzahs are made for a meal, and you should say hamotzi all year long. Now, to the explanation why, some say because the matzah is not as crunchy as crackers are. I'm not so sure if that's true. Maybe it is, maybe it's not.
Sfardi matzahs.
It's not all Sfardi, but those Sfardi matzahs, right, the lafa breads are for sure not crunchy. Now, the Achronim all deal with why matzah deserves hamotzi in light of the fact that it's paspa bakistan. Now, in conclusion, we just said there are three types of paspa bakistan. There's cake, there's pie, and there's crackers. These are all three different opinions. The Shulchan Aruch writes, we're paskin like all them, we're machmir like all them, and we say mizonos in all three of these paspa bakistan. That's the cool, he says. So the Bach asks, what's the cool to say mizonos in all three of these? If it's wrong, you say brachal vatala. Meaning, if Rashi thinks cake is paspa bakistan, he thinks pie and crackers are real full bread. And if you think crackers is a paspa bakistan, you probably think cake and pie are really bread. So how can I say mizonos in all three? Maybe I'm saying a brachal vatala. Exactly, so the Drish and the Tasei, because it's a Chiddush, not everybody agrees. I think the Rabbi Kveger argues, but he said just like Shehakol covers all brachas above it, so too mizonos covers hamotzi as well. Though that's arguable, that's the basic explanation as to why mizonos covers all pas baba kisnin.
So these are all suffic pas baba kisnin, or like they're suffic of when you say hamotzi on them?
Pas baba kisnin, the halacha is for sure you say mizonos unless kaveh suda. These are suffic whether they are pas baba kisnin. Now some achronim say they're not arguing with each other at all. They all actually agree. They're just giving different examples. As we said before, the definition of bread is what's used for a meal. what's used for a snack is not hamotzi. So these are just different examples that the Rishonim are giving. What's a considered snack? Something that's a cake is a snack. Something that's a pie is a snack. Something that's a cracker is a snack. But they're not necessarily arguing on each other. They're all in agreement. That's how some Achronim explain.
So Shulchan Aruch is essentially saying these are all possible, isn't it?
Exactly. Well, he sounds like they're arguing, and he just says we should be din safek passing like all of them. Others say no, they're not actually arguing. They're all in agreement.
But I'm saying not stam all or mizonos, all possible, isn't
it? Yes. Okay, so now in discussing pas baba kisnin, so we said you say mizonos followed by al hamichya unless you're koveya suda. So what exactly is be considered koveya suda? So firstly, there's a machlokas Rambam Ravid. Do you define koveya suda by my own personal koveya suda or by the klal? Ravid says it's subjective. Depending on what a person eats himself, that defines what's a suda. If I'm hungry, I have a slice of cake. That's for me a koveya suda. That's a koveya suda. However, the Rambam and the Rush and others and the way we pass them, we don't go based on the individuals. It goes based on the general tzibur. How do they koveya suda? So now, being koveya suda, though, there are differences. The Be'er Halacha says, a child, his koveya suda is not the same as an adult. And that's not the same as a zakin. You have to look at their class. So you have to look at all children across the board. How are they koveya suda? How much? Look at the adults. How they kaveya suda, and look at the elders, how they kaveya suda. So we're going to speak specifically about, generally, the adults, how they kaveya suda. So what's the definition of kaveya suda? So the Mishnah, there are really three opinions. The Mishnah Berurah only brings two of them for some reason. The first opinion of the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Let's look to the halachas of Erevin, Tchumim, for some reason. That's where they point to. And Erev Tchumim, the din is, you can't walk outside your city 2,000 amos, unless you place down 2 meals worth, 2,000 amos outside the city. On Shabbos, you could walk to that place where you set the suda down and walk another 2,000 amos. So, how much do you have to place down there to be koveya makum for yourself? You have to place 2 sudas worth. What's 2 sudas worth? And the morning and evening meal, which comes out to be 8 kibbetzim. Now, the 8 kibbetzim, according to this calculation, is 2 meals. We need 1 meal that brings you down to 4 kibbetzim. There's machlokas whether it's 6 or 8, which would mean 1 sudah is 3 or 4. That's the opinion of some. 3 or 4 kibbetzim is going to constitute koveya suda. Now the Achronim, the Gra, the Mishnah Berurah, the Chai Adam, they all argue on this opinion. This is such a small meal. That's not koveya suda. 3 kibbetzim is very, very tiny. So rather, others point, and Mishnah Berurah does not bring this opinion, but others say it should really be 43 kibbetzim. It's a lot, right? So what's this calculation based on? I'm not sure, actually, he doesn't even mention it in there. The Rabbaner also ignores it, probably because the Mishnah Berurah ignored it as well. Rabbi Forrest brought this opinion down here. Somewhere here. Okay, it's based on the amount of man that fell for Klal Yisrael for each individual, which amounted to, let's see, 43 eggs for their 2 daily portions. So half that for one, would be 21 and a half. That would be the 21 kibbetzim would be the shir suda. Now, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't even acknowledge this opinion. So rather, the accepted opinion of the Mishnah Berurah and Rav Moshe is that, look around. How are people? How much do people eat? Look at your community, wherever you live. Whatever is considered a normal size for a meal, that's the definition of koveya suda. Now, it's hard to put your finger in, of course. Every place is always different. Now, even though they say that's really fundamentally the koveya suda is depending on where you live and what people eat, they say you should still be concerned with the shita of 4 kibbetzim. Therefore, if one wants to say only mizonos on, well, what you, when you koveya suda, when you're eating a cake, you should try not to get between the 4 kibbetzim and what people are koveya suda. Less than 4 kibbetzim, everyone agrees, is for sure mizonos. more than what people normally eat as a suda is for sure a motzi. If you're in between four kibetzim and what normal people eat kviya suda, that's machlokas. You should try to avoid that. Either have a little bit of cake and a little bit of pie, or have a lot. And it's still really hard to define what those shirim are. It's very difficult. Now, it's not so simple even. Those are just, in terms of the kviya suda, we just said those are the shirim, but other things are important to take into account. Moshe is known famously, his famous chuva he has. So people go to a chasna oftentimes, I don't want to wash, because if I wash, then I got to stay for the end. I got to stay for the end to bench. I got to stay for shevrach, because I don't want to stay so long. I'm not going to have bread. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to pick out these crackers on my table. Crackers, it's only mizonos and the crackers, right? It's only pasba b'kisner. I'm not going to have too many of the crackers. I'm not going to have four kibetzim of the crackers. However, writes the Moshe, based on the Mishnah Berurah and others, if you eat these crackers along with meat, with chicken, with other things, you actually have to mitzarif all those together to the shear. In which case, most people who don't wash yet have pas baba kistin, the pas baba kistin is included with all the meat, and you actually have to wash and bench on that as well. So if you want to go to a chasna and not have to wash your bench, don't have any pas baba kistin. That means no crackers. That means no cookies or cakes either. That means no pies. Don't have any mizonos, unless it's noodles.
He has a separate solution also. He says you can make it tonight beforehand when you wash, that you're leaving on.
Well, right. Exactly. That is also true. You can make it tonight.
That's just a separate point.
Right, you're right. And in terms of practice, when you want to go to a wedding, you should have in mind when washing, you're not staying for the end, you're leaving, not being part of the zimun. Very good. It's important to say that. Now, there are other categories we haven't discussed just yet, such as those things which do not fall into the category of bread or pas baba kisten. So, things that the Mishnah Berurah talks about a couple of other cases. That's we did Sif Vav, we did Sif Zayin. Sif Ches is an important one. Sif Ches writes the Shulchan Aruch. If you have types of lachmanios, types of rolls that are thick or thin, if they're really thick, it's for sure hamotzi. If it's thinner, so then it's only mizonos, but if you're kaveh suda, you have to say you have to motzi and benching. But if they're really, really, really thin, such as blintzes and the like, or crepes, those things are very, very thin, so you'd say a mizonos, and you can never actually say hamotzi. Those never come to the point of kaveh suda. They're really, really like liquidy thin. You ever see them make a crepe? They pour like a liquid batter in and it comes in. That's for sure only mizonos. Even if you're kaveh suda, it will never come to that point.
Pancakes
are the same. So it depends also. Well, maybe we'll go through pancakes how you make it exactly. But maybe you could be right on that. Now, the discussion of donuts becomes very complicated. The halacha is as follows. There's a machlokas in the mechaber. You have a dough, a batter, which is like challah, but you use that dough and you don't bake it in the oven, you rather cook it in water, or you fry it. Frying and cooking is the same thing. Whenever it's in a liquid, it's considered cooking, not baking. We said bread has to be baked, not cooked. So if it's cooked, for sure you say mizonos. But this case, it's dough, it's challah dough, but it's being fried. So the Mechaber first says, since you're only frying it, it's going to be mizonos. I don't care about the dough in the beginning. It doesn't make a difference. The fact is, you fried it. You didn't bake it. It's going to be a mizonos. That's a donut. But the Mechaber brings another opinion and says, no, I don't care if it was only fried. Since it was dough, and it still looks like dough, you're going to say hamotzi, even though you only fried it and didn't bake it. Meaning, according to the second opinion, he doesn't care how it was made. He cares more about the ingredients and how it looks. The donuts have the same ingredients almost as bread. And it looks like a bread. It's fluffy, it's at least afterwards. That's true. Now, therefore, the Shulchan Aruch advises, if one wants to eat a donut, since it's unclear how to paskin, one should really only have it during a meal.
But
yeah.
Even so, like if you have a cake at the end of a meal, you still make a mizonos, no?
You have a cake at the end of a meal.
Like desserts. I mean, if you have a donut as dessert, wouldn't you want, in general, mizono to like your cake as dessert, you would make mizono? It's awkward.
Now, the Rama says the general minhag is to be makel in this regard and to say mizonos on a donut, but at the end he also kind of says that one should really eat it only during the course of a meal. So, they discuss donuts here, and I wasn't really so comfortable with their discussion of donuts here, but I'll read you what they said. Let's see where I could find this. Here we go. Rav Four says as follows. If the donuts are cooked in oil and absorb a strong taste of the oil, it now becomes flavored dough, he wants to claim. It's basically a cake, he wants to claim. And therefore, it only requires mizonos.
If it tastes before.
No, if you know, Dunkin' Donuts, let's say, has a very, you could tell it's fried, you could taste the oil, I'm not sure if that's true. But you've had Dunkin' Donuts, so... After the fact, could you taste the oil? I don't know. What do you think? No?
No, I would guess it depends what it's covered in, you know? Depends on the frosting.
Uh-huh. Says, I don't know. You could taste that it's fried. You could tell from, like, the texture that it's fried, but I'm not sure if you could taste the oil.
I don't think you can taste it.
So, if you can, I would say you can't. But I'm not even sure if that's going to necessarily help. What Rabbi Bonner writes about donuts, let's see what he says. So he says, according to most poskim, they're not considered bread family products. So that really gets involved in the machlokas in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. So it sounds like, again, I have to ask other poskim, he's pretty makel that one could have a donut outside of a meal and say a mizonos. It sounds clear from the Mechaber that it's a machlokas and one should be machmir not to have it unless it's during the meal. Okay, so I'm not sure what to say about donuts. I gotta start looking into it. What's the best thing to do about donuts? I like donuts. But it might go back to the other principle we had said before. Rabbi Bonner, I think, set this out earlier. It's very interesting how they set it up, right? Forrest Rabbi Bonner, I'm analyzing two different svarim. Rabbi Forrest set up the different types of paschal bakistins. He's very into like the definition of paschal bakistins. Rabbi Bonner set out, the rule is snacks are snacks, meals are meals. And there's certain examples. So according to Rabbi Bonner, where he just really thinks it's all about snacks versus meals, donuts is clearly a snack. If it's clearly a snack, so then you would only say mizonos on it. But
there's like definitely some people that say like, all right, I'm going to have coffee and donut, that's my breakfast, that's
right.
My meal.
That's true, I guess, right.
Is the breakfast a meal? I'm just like a little piece of cake for breakfast. You think, is that a meal?
I mean, if only a slice of cake, that won't be what normal people eat for a meal, so you wouldn't have to say... It all depends what normal people eat for... How much bread does a person eat for a... How much cake does a person eat for a meal, if we were to eat a meal of cake.
Right.
Now, in this same halacha, the Rama writes, this whole discussion about the status of donuts being fried, whether it's a mozi or not, is only when it comes to something like donuts, well, he doesn't say donuts, but only something that has the appearance of bread after the frying. Donuts still have a look like dough. As opposed to something like lakshin, which is noodles, which do not have the appearance of dough after it's been boiled. So then you would have to say only a mizonos. You would never say hamotzi. It's not a discussion at all. The whole discussion about frying or boiling something only is when it looks like bread after. Noodles which don't look like bread afterwards is not a discussion at all, and you always and only say mizonos. But he says something like kreplach, which is pockets like noodles with pockets filled with meat, that he says does have the appearance of bread. I'm not sure the difference of kreplach versus noodles. It's basically the same texture, but maybe because it's like wider, it's not like a little circle or little strings, maybe something to do with that. Rama says kreplach does have the status of tohar lechem, and it is boiled, so it's the same machlokas whether or not you should say a motzi or mizonos on kreplach. And generally, people eat it in the soup during the meal, so it wouldn't be so much of an issue. But let's say... So that's a machlokas. The advised point is, the Rama says, one should only have it during the course of a meal.
Always wash. Like, someone's dinner is wonton soup.
Wonton soup. According to Rabbi Bonner, he says, this is also interesting. He said most poskim say they're not considered bread products, and one only has to say mazonos on it. According to, what does he say about kreplach? He says kreplach, the same question. I don't know why he ignores this, though. Rabbi Bonner ignores this. He said kreplach is for sure mazonos. Rabbi Four says, no, it's really that same machlokas. The Rama says, whether it's mazonos or hamotzi, so someone should avoid the problem and have it during the course of a meal. If you have wonton soup, so you should only have it. Yeah, that's something you have to try to remember. It's a hard, like saying in a shir is like, okay, fine, I understand that now. But like when it comes to you go order in Waktov and you get you're not going to think of it. You have to really process this and, but okay.
So wonton's actually kreplach or like different?
And I think it's the same thing. I think
kreplach are like really doughy.
Uh-huh. Should we see if they discuss wontons here? Let's see, wontons. They didn't have wraps. They have nothing on the W, maybe. No, they have walnuts here, but no wontons. Let's see. Nope, sorry. I would guess it's the same. Now, under the same category of something that's mazonos and always mazonos is cooked barley, say a chon, or cooked oatmeal, farina, noodles, noodle kugel, all those, what?
Rice?
Well, rice is not out of 5 grains.
Oh, yes.
So it's... And let's see. Okay, so those that basically covers the whole discussion. Now, pizza becomes the interesting... two interesting discussions now. Pizza and mazonos bread. Actually, egg rolls are also a discussion. Since you're talking about Chinese, let's do egg rolls first. So, what are egg rolls? Egg rolls are basically, you have dough on the outside, filled with stuffed meat or vegetables inside, and it's fried though. So let's say it wasn't fried, let's say it was baked, so it'd probably be the case of pasta bakisan. They filled the thing with, it's a machlokas, taz magnevram, remember, meat pie, what do you say, motzi or mazonos on it? But now it's not being baked, it's actually being fried. So being fried, you get into the discussion now of donuts. Also, is it going to be a mazonos or hamotzi? It gets very complicated, all these things. Furthermore, some want to contest that the shell, the outside of the rolls, the egg rolls, are very thin, which would be like the crepe batter, very liquidy, which would only be mazonos. So there are a lot of sveikos here, what exactly status is. First is if it's only very thin. So what does he say here? He says they are not, in bold, considered bread family, mazonos. And therefore, you say mazonos always. The footnote he discussed a little further about if you could ever be koveh sud on it, a longer discussion. But generally, you'd only say mazonos and egg rolls. Question whether it be possible kisnin. Now, let's talk about pizza for a moment. Mazonos bread, how about mazonos bread? So mazonos bread, what's the reason why mazonos bread, what they call mazonos bread, why you may think it should only be mazonos?
Because there's sticker.
Sticking it, exactly. Rabbi Forrest, by the way, is so harif. I love it. When he discusses mazonos bread, he goes off on these restaurants, on people giving the hashkachas in the restaurants, to allow them to serve such a mazonos bread.
And Rabbi Gamal also said about an L on different places.
L, yeah.
Mazonos bread, there's no such thing.
Yeah, I think he said it's regrettable 8 times in that paragraph to all these different people involved in mazonos bread. So mazonos bread is basically bread, flour, water, with, instead of water, using fruit juice, apple juice. And we said when the dough is kneaded in such a way where it's sweet, so that's one of the possible bakisin, so therefore you say mazonos on it. So a couple issues Rabbi Forrest takes up with them. One is, it's only considered a possible bakisin if the fruit flavor is so apparent. Remember, the Beis Yosef said, even if it's a little bit, it's enough. But for the Ashkenazim, the way you pass the Ramah, you have to be an ikker flavor. You ever have mazonos bread, you can't taste the flavoring of the fruit juice at all. Yeah, a little bit, you can tell a slight difference, but it's not a very strong, potent flavor. So that's one reason why it's not going to be Mizonos. Let's say, grant you, it is considered. Let's say you can taste the flavor. It's a very strong flavoring. So it's Pas Baba Kisnin now. Pas Baba Kisnin is Mizonos only when you're not Kovei Suda. When you have it on the meal, wherever you're eating it, on the Elal, you're eating it with your other things. And as we said before, everything is included and counted part of the shear. So there's really never going to be a case where you're going to say a motzi on a Mizonos bread. And Rav Forrest and Rav Bond, they both reject this fallacy. Okay, now pizza. We have a few minutes left to discuss pizza. So there's a bit of discussion, unclear the status of pizza. Is it a snack? Is it a meal? So the way he says, and Rav Bonner points out, is that most people eat pizza as a snack. What did he say? It depends on the place. So if people generally eat the pizza as a snack, so you should say Mizonos. If they eat it as a meal, you should say Hamotzi. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, he quotes in the Bible, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, it depends on each individual. And I'm not sure what the general minhag is. How many slices do you eat?
Probably
two. What do you eat for a normal meal? Let's say you go to a pizza store for lunch.
Two slices.
I'm actually hungry over
two. Oh, wow. Okay. I only have one.
One and like fries.
Right.
One and a soda.
Half a soda can. But if I have two, I'm so full. Like one and a half is like a better size for me. But it all depends on the person. Rav Shlomo Zalman says it depends on the person. But Rav Forrest says no. He says it's a rule that one you say Mizonos, two you say Hamotzi. But according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, I always say I was washing. For me, that's a meal. One slice is a meal for me. So that's how I personally pass. So that's, again, seems to be machlokes. Is it based on the general klal or the individuals? For some reason, Rav Shlomo Zalman says pizza, it's an individual. Because remember, pizza is also subject to machlokes, whether it's hamotzi in the first place or not. Magen Avraham thought, based on the Shulchan Aruch, it's cheese filling in the bread, so it should be hamotzi. Taz thought it's only mizonos. So for the Taz, if you're Kovei Suda or not. So there's a number of sfeikos, a number of directions would point you should say hamotzi on even one slice of bread, one slice of pizza, but you should, I guess, continue to do what you're doing. Right? Four says one is mizonos, two is hamotzi. And any other examples to discuss here? I think that we pretty much covered. There are other examples, but hopefully this is enough to get you familiar with this concept, this discussion, and this topic, and to look into it further on your own. And to do a lot of that.